How's it going, movie fans? This is Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com, here to talk about The Gray, which is Liam Neeson's latest action thriller. This film takes place in Alaska. It's about a team of oil drillers who are involved in a plane crash, and while they're survivors, now they're the prey of a pack of angry, scary wolves. So from start to finish, this film is absolutely exhilarating. Very intense, like other films, basically almost the same premise, such as The Edge and Alive. This film explores, you know, Liam Neeson's character, who plays Ottaway, John Ottaway. He's got a bit of a backstory. Throughout most of the film, you see a flashback with him and his wife, and mostly taking place in dream sequences, but you go to find out that he, besides being part of the drilling team for oil, he also hunts wolves. So he's also an expert in the survival mode, which takes place during this film. The plane's crashed. There are several survivors due to the aftermath of the crash. Liam Neeson leads the way, similar to Anthony Hopkins did in The Edge. But I mean, with The Edge, there was more survival tactics going on. There was a different atmosphere. There were a different bunch of obstacles and challenges that were faced between Alec Baldwin's character and Anthony Hopkins' character. But with this premise in The Gray, it's a lot more simple. There's just wolves hunting these survivors. And, that's basically the whole movie. It's pretty simple. Throughout the night, then they go into the day. These wolves are, they're chasing them down. And one by one, these group of survivors are getting hunted. But overall, I mean, this film was pretty exciting. Wasn't as good as The Edge. I wouldn't give it that much. It was good. It was a good film. The acting was pretty cool. I mean, Liam Neeson was just badass in this movie, like he is in his other movies. That's a plus. And, the premise was simple, but what was great about this movie was the suspense, because it made you feel like, all right, what if you were in that situation? You felt part of the action. It made you a bit edgy to see what was going on with these characters throughout the film and how they experience all this intensity, all this drama that's been going on in their life in the time being. That, after the aftermath of this horrific plane crash, that was a plus for this film. Overall, as we embark on this journey with these characters, they keep running into these wolves. Like, these wolves keep chasing them down. It was a pretty intense film from start to finish. There's not one moment where you get bored with the film. It wasn't that long, which is also a plus. I did expect a little more in terms of more obstacles along the way that they... like it occurred in The Edge, but they kept it simple, which was fine. And when all said and done, this was actually a pretty well put together film. It was intense. It was heart pounding, and I was really impressed. So, with that said, this film is definitely a must watch, and I think it was pretty exciting in terms of action and suspense. So overall, even the special effects of the wolves were pretty cool. They did a really good job with that. They didn't look fake at all. They were very scary. The more these characters journeyed on to try to survive, the more you felt for them, because the survival of the fittest. And with that said, I'm Nick Valenti of ReviewFix.com. Hear from you soon.